This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. The House Judiciary Committee is considering a bill to legalize marijuana that's quite different from a plan that passed the Senate last year. While the Senate plan created a state regulatory structure where marijuana would be sold in retail stores and all products would be taxed, the House approach simply allows individuals to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana, and folks could also grow several plants. So what's the outlook for this legislation? With us now to look at this bill is Elizabeth Hewitt, who's been covering this issue very closely for VT Digger. Elizabeth, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So as I mentioned, the House this year is taking a very different approach than the one taken by the Senate last year. Why is it doing that? Why have they decided to go in a different direction?
So last year, lawmakers were looking at a model that was very similar to what's out in Colorado, has a regulated market that allows for sale of marijuana through different retail outlets throughout the state. That bill ran into a lot of opposition, especially in the House, with a lot of people saying that's sort of out of scale for Vermont. So when lawmakers came back this year in the House, they decided to look more to the Washington, D.C. model, where where it's legal to have marijuana. It's not legal to sell it. There's no big market like there is in other states. And so they decided to give that a run, thinking that that might be more on the scale of Vermont. The other key component that was not in the bill last year was home grow. This bill would allow Vermonters, to adults, to grow small amounts of plants at home.
Because, as you mentioned, the Senate bill last year didn't allow homegrown, and there were some people who described that bill as being corporate weed. So
right.
Was that an important provision for the House to take up?
You know, I think that's something that they felt was an important component to include. A lot of people heard from constituents that was an important aspect for them, and so they took it to heart.
The House Judiciary Committee has been spending a fair amount of time on this bill. What do you think the outlook for it is in the committee?
So the committee this year seems like there is support at this point to get this bill out. The legislation is sponsored by two Democrats and a Republican. These are the top the ranking members of the committee, and importantly, notably, has the support of Representative Tom Burdett, who's a Republican from Rutland. He had voted against the bill last year. He says that he personally is not against legalization, but he heard very strongly from constituents that they were very much against it, so he voted in line with them. This year, he came back and he said, you know, I feel like this is going to happen. I feel like we're on this path, and the most powerful position that he could be in would be supporting it so that he could have a say in how it shakes out. So he is one of the key members who switched on this. Then it's also just a very different makeup than last year. We have a lot more, several representatives who are just more inclined to support it. And there are some people who are still on the fence but are considering it. And their support sort of relies on certain other factors that might go along with this. One important thing is traffic safety.
As we speak, the committee is looking at the possibility of reducing the amount that a person can legally possess from 2 ounces down to 1 ounce. What's driving that debate?
So initially, the bill would have allowed Vermonters, to adults, to have up to 2 ounces of marijuana on them without a penalty. A lot of people felt that was too much. There was some discussion about, you know, that could equal about 60 joints, which a lot of people says is too much to have around. And so they're looking at taking this, reducing it down to 1 ounce for no penalty. Then there would be a civil penalty for between 1 and 2 ounces. And then above that, up to a pound would be a misdemeanor offense. These are all they're lesser offenses than under current law. Again, this is a proposal at this point. They haven't finalized the bill, but it does look like they're leaning towards this lesser amount.
Governor Scott said this week that he would not support a marijuana legalization bill unless it contains some strong driver impairment provisions. Can a bill address those? I mean, right now, for people who are driving impaired with alcohol, we have the breathalyzer test, but is there a comparable test for marijuana?
Well, not at this point. There are some changing technologies that are leaning in that direction. One of those is a saliva tester, and there's a bill that's currently in House Transportation that would explore using that technology. It's pretty controversial technology at this point. It's pretty new. There's some question about its accuracy, and then there are also privacy concerns around it that some advocates have raised, and there's a lot of resistance at this point to that kind of technology. The House Transportation Committee is also looking at a different bill that would consider establishing limits for THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana that affects impairment. This bill would propose to lower the legal limit for alcohol to 0.05 in case for those who have THC in their system, which is a nod to that sign that data tends to show that there's a higher risk of accident when you have both substances in your system than if you just have one. There are some concerns around that as well. Many say that having THC in your system is not a clear indicator of impairment, and so there's some resistance there. It's still up in the air what that committee is going to do with these bills. I spoke with the chair, Representative Pat Brennan, earlier today, and he said that they're expecting to have a bill come through from the Agency of Transportation that sort of tackles safety on roads in general, that they're going to be looking at these drug driving safety measures as a part of that. And he's expecting to move forward with that in March.
Because I had talked to Representative Chip Conquest, who's one of the sponsors of the legalization bill, and he said he supports efforts for drug impairment provisions, but he doesn't want it tied up with the legalization bill.
Right. And the chair of House Judiciary, Representative Maxine Grad, has echoed that sentiment that she believes that it's House Judiciary's job to look at judiciary issues, and that these are significant issues, but they belong in a different committee and are under a different jurisdiction. And so anything that moves forward is likely to move independently of the legalization bill.
And it's one of the problems here that marijuana can stay in a person's system for days, if not weeks.
Right. It's a very different THC is a very different substance than alcohol. Depending on your metabolism, on your body, you will hold on to it in a different way than somebody else, and that's one of the questions here, is that, you know, there really isn't a parallel to a breathalyzer that gives a clear indication of the level of somebody's impairment.
So when all is said and done, does this bill reach the House floor this session, and does it pass?
It looks like it is moving towards the floor. The committee has been doing a lot of work on this, and they seem like they are trying to move it forward with it fairly quickly. And, you know, once it gets to the floor, there is a good chance that it'll pass. So we could see what the Senate has to do with it this year.
What do you think the Senate would do with it, considering that their approach last year was that state regulatory approach, and this bill is so different?
You know, when I spoke with Senator Dick Sears, who's the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee on this, he said that he thinks it's a good step forward. Not really clear what they're going to do with it at this point, but it will be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Well, it's certainly an issue we'll be following in the weeks ahead. Elizabeth Hewitt of VT Digger, many thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you.